All right, we are back here for Catholic Schools Week here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back in studio for our Catholic Schools Week, sponsored by Windsor Manor and Tassler Incorporated, as live out right now at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School here in Webster City. We have Pat Powers and Natalie Stark live on location. And Pat, we'll throw it back to you for more here from the kiddos at St. Thomas Aquinas.
All right, thanks so much there, Quinn. Good afternoon again for our friends at Windsor Manor and by Tassler Incorporated, bringing you the special broadcast. We talked with the sixth graders, but I guess we had some people leaving us a little bit ago, some kids. They were what, preschoolers, I believe, there, Teresa?
Actually, that was kindergarten through third. Yeah, we're going to have 4, 5, 6 answer our questions, and we just wanted these guys to join us in the song and to kind of watch their older peers answer questions on the radio.
Well, those sixth graders did a marvelous job. Of course, we'll get to the fourth and fifth grade kids in just a little bit. So let's talk more about what is the theme of Catholic Schools Week this year.
Yeah, for this year, the theme is United in Faith and Community.
Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. They do. They keep it very simple, and they make a symbol for us, and you've probably seen those on we've had inserts in the bulletin and stuff, and we put it on our Facebook and things that we send out to parents, too. So, yeah, I think they change it actually every 4 years. So this year started a new year, and it's, again, United in Faith and Community.
I know it's hard to say there, Teresa, but I don't know how many Catholic schools there are in this country and how many students currently attend Catholic schools nationwide at this time. I could probably got you stumped on that, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Sorry about that.
I probably just read it not too long ago, but I couldn't quote a number for you.
Okay, so kind of a mystery right there about how many kids attending Catholic schools nationwide, from the elementary grades through high school to college and so on and so forth. Of course, we had one young man who has a Notre Dame sweatshirt on. That's, of course, a proud Catholic institution, not only for Catholics, but everyone else.
Absolutely, and ironically enough, you know, Zeke had that on. I think he's a big fan. But this is really off the subject, but I have some girlfriends that I actually go to a trip every summer, and we just we zoomed together yesterday, and guess where we're going this summer?
And where are you going?
Notre Dame. We're going to go check out South Bend, Indiana, and Notre Dame, and check out all the things they have there on that campus.
Fantastic. Too bad it's not in the autumn season because of football and so forth.
Exactly, but it's the only time we got, Pat. We're going in June.
There you go. Well, again, we're talking with Teresa Sleisman, principal for St. Thomas Aquinas School in Webster City. So, personally, what's your favorite part of this Catholic Schools Week?
Well, first I have to say having the radio come here and cover us for all our events for the week. That's how we get kickstart. That's how we get started. So thanks so much for being here.
We're glad to do this here today. So let's... There you go. So should we talk with the fifth graders here next there, Teresa?
Yeah, we can, or I can just tell you a few things that we're doing this week. Is that okay? And then we'll get started with fifth grade. Yeah, we started this morning with our annual cookie delivery, and we delivered to a lot of supporters and some donors of the ball, some just supporters of our school that support us throughout the whole year. And so we had fifth and sixth graders go with some of our teachers and a couple other volunteers and deliver cookies to a lot of different businesses around town to thank them for their support this morning.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we have kind of something to celebrate our academics, and that's our annual spelling bee. And it's the third year that we've had it, and it's hosted by the Knights of Columbus. And Wednesday, we are going to recognize and kind of celebrate just vocations, and we have our mass, our student masses on Wednesdays. And Thursday, we're all going to, students will be able to select a movie to go to in the afternoon, and we're going to have a little celebration at the end of the day, too, to recognize some kids that will be, I guess our award's called Rooted in Christ. So we're going to recognize some kids that kind of exemplify really good character, truthful, honest, responsible, and respectful. And on Friday, we're going to celebrate by going to Perfect Games and Aims. Our whole school is going to that, kindergarten through six. And then Saturday, we wrap it up, obviously, with our chili supper on Saturday again after Mass. But all through the week, we're going to also be collecting items for Upper Iowa. So we have a food item donation starting today. Our first graders, they already left, but they made some big posters for us. And you can see a lot of the things that we do daily are going to be displayed on our school Facebook throughout the week, too.
Don't you have a special thing coming up Thursday, math night? Is that?
Oh, how could I forget? Thank you, Pat. Yes. Kind of like reading night that we had in December when you joined us and read for us along with three other folks, I think. And this Thursday night, it's the focus is on math. So kids will come, hopefully with their parents, and it's going to be like in a bingo game fashion, going to try to trick some people up with some math problems, but hopefully win some prizes, too, for bingo.
Well, that'll be nice. So that's coming up Thursday. What time does that start there,
Teresa? It starts at 6 o'clock.
And that runs until?
About 7 o'clock.
Okay, for a full hour of math night at St. Thomas Aquinas School in Webster City, because we had the reading night a few months ago. Now it's on a math night coming up this Thursday evening for Catholic Schools Week.
Absolutely, yep. Our main focuses are always math and reading, and of course we have, you know, assessments throughout the year, and we think the more we can maybe involve parents and the more we practice together, the better we're going to get.
Indeed. Yep. So 115 students make up St. Thomas Aquinas School.
Yeah, that's preschool, which are three-year-olds and four-year-olds through sixth grade, 115.
And was the same number, I believe, last year, Teresa, that attended?
Yeah, those numbers were very similar to last year, absolutely.
And what do you see for next year, for 24, 25?
Oh, our sixth grade class is a little bit smaller, but our kindergarten this year is 20, and we'll probably get about that same number next year of kindergartners. So we think we might go up each year by about 10, 15 kids, so possibly 130 total.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Way to go. So that's coming up for next year at St. Thomas Aquinas School. Well, let's call upon the fifth graders coming up here to we have the sixth graders. Now it's the fifth graders' turn. And I believe, how many do we have in fifth grade here, Teresa, for students?
11.
11 kids altogether.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So there's a few more than six. So.
Fantastic. Teresa Seisman, thanks very much. Come on over here for a moment. Who's this?
Mathea,
you must be involved with the Dance Connection.
Yes, I am.
You like that?
Yes, I love it.
I'll give a little mention for that organization, the Dance Connection, right here at Webster City. So what's your favorite thing about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
I love all the field trips they give us, because they've given us, like, a lot this year, and it means a lot to us.
What else do you like to do?
We have a lot of recesses, and a lot of times we do games in math, sometimes in science, too, and a lot of projects.
What is your favorite thing out of the classroom, other than being in the Dance Connection?
Swimming, and not really anything else, really.
Just swimming and dancing, I take it.
Yeah.
Well, swimming season's coming up before we know it.
Yeah.
All right. Delight talking with you, so have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who do I have here in front of me?
Julian.
Julian, and what's your favorite thing here at St. Thomas Aquinas?
That we get to learn about God every single week, and we get to go on a whole bunch of field trips, and they teach us a lot about each other and ourselves.
Julian, you live here in Webster City, I take it?
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite thing here at St. Thomas Aquinas? Well, I didn't mention that, but what else do you like to do outside of the classroom?
Play.
Play what?
Outside.
Outside? Do you have any favorite sport or anything, Julian?
Soccer.
All right. How long have you played soccer then?
I haven't.
Oh, this will be your first season for it. Are you excited about it?
I don't play soccer.
What do you play?
Nothing.
You don't play a thing? No. Okay. How about I just ask on that? But you're all excited about this week, I take it. All right. Julian, thanks so very much for talking with me today. Have a great day. Who is this?
Gus.
You're excited for this week, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite thing here at St. Thomas Aquinas School, Gus?
My favorite thing is that we get to learn fun things in fun ways.
What are some of those fun things you're referring to?
So we get to do division in a Jeopardy way. So, and we would also do, connect four with, multiplication. And it would be, games inside of math. And it's really fun.
I bet it is. What do you like to do outside of St. Thomas Aquinas?
I like to play football.
Were you on a team this season?
The season is already over.
I know that, but yeah. I mean, last season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you were on a team or what for, like, Fuller Hall or something of that nature.
He was on the Lynx youth.
Mm-hmm. How'd the season for that?
It was fun.
Fun? Okay, well, best describes that. Julian, thanks so much for talking with me today, okay? Have a great day.
Yep.
All right. Who do I have next? You're all smiley. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
All right. Now, let's find out about what you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School.
All of the teachers are really fun, and we get to learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite class?
Math, probably.
And of course, you have this big math event coming up Thursday evening. Are you going to go out for that? This math night coming up Thursday, my visit with Principal Schleissman.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make her happy about that. So what else do you like to do outside of St. Thomas Aquinas School? Do you like any games or anything?
I like to do sports like basketball.
Okay. So are you in basketball right now, or do you play like a Fuller Hall team or anything?
I'm not in basketball right now, but I do play it.
Okay, maybe down the road you'll be on some team here at Webster City, such as Fuller Hall, down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with me today. Appreciate it. Enjoy your week. Okay. Who's next?
Bailey Schultz.
What's your name again for me, please?
Bailey Schultz.
All right. Now, what do you like about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
All the teachers are really nice, and we get to play a lot of fun games in P.E.
Mm-hmm. You like P.E.?
Yeah.
Anything else you like to do?
I like how we have a lot of fun games in PE, and I like computer too, where we get to code.
Okay. Outside of the classroom, what else do you do? Anything favorite at home? Any games you're interested in?
I like to dance.
Okay. Are you also part of the dance connection, I presume?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got a big show coming up this spring, I believe.
Yeah, we have one in March.
Oh, in March? Are you doing it in March? You're not doing it in May, are you?
I think we might have one in early May.
In early May. Okay, cool. So we'll be excited to watch you on the stage coming up soon with a big dance show. But thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? What's your name?
Billy Homochek.
Billy, let's find out about what you like the most of St. Thomas Aquinas School.
I like my friends, my teacher, and what we learn.
What do you like to learn?
I like to learn sports and stuff.
Sports and stuff. What's your favorite sport then?
Soccer.
How are you doing with soccer?
Good.
Mm-hmm. So you're back to playing soccer, I think, when it turns a little bit warmer, I believe.
Yes.
So that's kind of your favorite thing to do once you finish up your school day.
Yeah.
So any big plans for the summer offhand? Since we're already in late January, which we'd like to do?
I'd probably like hang out with my friends or something like that.
There you go. Thanks for talking with me today. Appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Who's next here? Hi, what's your name?
Elsie Heffernan.
I can tell by your shirt there. Heffernan Chiropractic, little plug right there. So what do you like about St. Thomas Aquinas?
I really like learning about God and the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very inspiring that the kids get to do math every Wednesday.
Yeah, that's coming up this Wednesday. And, of course, they have the Prayer Partner Program. I think they meet three times a year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you like to do outside of the classroom?
I play softball, volleyball, and basketball, and maybe wrestling.
Wrestling, okay. You like girls wrestling?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Maybe down the road, though, I don't know, do they do it at the high school in Webster City for wrestling? I see some schools do, but I don't know if Webster City does. I could be wrong.
I think they do.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and good luck.
Yep, have a great day.
You do the same thing. Hi, who's this?
Karsten Hernicek.
Karsten, let's find out what you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School.
That we get to come together every single Wednesday to praise God.
Well, that's neat. That's at 8:30 Mass for that. Do you have any favorite classes here?
Math and writing.
Math and writing. And do you have anything after school that you're involved in?
Dance, volleyball, basketball, and softball.
Softball. Okay, cool. And of course, you got a big dance show coming up in March, don't you?
Yep.
And again in May. So I wish you all the very best, and thanks for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you, too.
Absolutely. We got someone who's moody today, and who's this?
Layla Kaufman.
Layla, let's find out what you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School.
Every Wednesday, sometimes we get to altar serve. I also like pen pals and prayer partners.
That's right. Well, you say you're an altar server.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I should. Very fun. Of course, I was an altar server many, many moons ago. So, anyway, so what do you do after school? Would you have any favorite event?
I play basketball and I do dance, but I'm not in competition. I do recital.
Wonderful. So you just enjoy the game of basketball. Are you playing right now? Do you have, like, maybe are you on a team or something?
No, but I did do a tournament a couple of weeks ago, and I got second place.
Good for you. Congratulations. Well, thanks for talking with me this afternoon.
Yep, have a good day.
I will do that. And this is?
Grace Andrews.
Grace, what do you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
I like all the fun activities that we do and all the art projects.
Mm-hmm. What kind of projects are you referring to?
Like science projects, making posters, doing art, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
What's your favorite activity out of St. Thomas Aquinas School?
I like playing the piano and basketball.
Mm-hmm. How good are you at the piano?
We had a competition on Saturday.
And?
It went pretty good for my first one.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any ratings or anything?
No, there was just first place, and I didn't get it this year.
Oh, well, maybe next year you'll get that. Well, congratulations nevertheless, but thanks for talking with me this afternoon. And I got one more. Hi, what's your name?
Gage Jensen.
All right, let's find out what you like about St. Thomas Aquinas.
Probably the lots of activities and the lots of field trips.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited about the trip coming up on Friday?
Yeah.
Going down to Ames and play some games and everything. I think bowling, I believe, is part of the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you like to do after school here at St. Thomas Aquinas? You're involved in any projects?
Probably, like, sports and going outside to play with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good day to do it with the nice sunny day we're having.
Yeah.
I bet it was kind of miserable with that snow coming down a few weeks ago. You were free for a few days, I believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for talking with me today. I appreciate that. I think we got all the kids, don't we, for St. Thomas Aquinas for the fifth grade. Boys and girls, thanks so very much. And we're going to take a little break, you say? Yes, well, let's take a little break again. Our broadcast made possible by our friends at Windsor Manor on Wall Street, Webster City. Also brought to you by our friends at Tastor Incorporated on the east end of Webster City. I thank our sponsors for this special broadcast. We have more to come. We'll do that right after this.
When it comes to healthcare, the team at Van Deest Medical Center and Clinics has cared for the health and well-being of families in our area for generations. Our family of caregivers, including visiting specialists, helps you be your best in every moment of life. Just like in life, optimal health requires a team. We are proud of the team we have caring for you and your family, and we are here for you. Van Deest Medical Center. Our focus is you.
Here's your KQWC weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 46. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Daytime highs approaching 38. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Dry with temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Today's farmers are more than just producers. They're true business owners. That's why KZWC brings you Brownfield's Managing for Profit program. Managing for Profit delivers expert perspectives on risk management and production agriculture with information that will help producers better understand everything from tax planning to environmental regulations. Tune in weekday mornings just after 11:30 for Managing for Profit right here on Timeless Classics KZWC 92.9 and 1570 AM.
Higher yields start with the season-long disease protection of Xyway brand fungicides from FMC. This novel fungicide has been shown to not only protect corn from key foliar diseases, but also generate physiological benefits that help contribute to the development of healthier, higher-yielding plants. Active ingredient flutriafol is rapidly taken up and translocated within plants, providing systemic, long-lasting residual protection. University studies also found corn plants treated with Xyway brand fungicide showed enhanced root growth and development, optimized nutrient uptake, greater water movement, and physiological development. Go long with Xyway brand fungicides at plant for a difference you'll appreciate at harvest. Visit your FMC retailer or xyway.ag.fmc.com to win your corn season. Always read and follow all label directions.
And we are back with our continuing coverage of Catholic Schools Week here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Windsor Manor and Tassler Incorporated. Quinn Douglas back here in the studio. I'm going to send it back out to St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School in Webster City. Pat Powers, Natalie Stargard there. Pat, how are things going out there right now at St. Thomas?
We're doing fine out here, Quinn, and thanks for monitoring us back there at Radio Hill this afternoon. Our own Quinn Douglas, and of course, we got some basketball on the radio coming up tonight with Quinn, along with Jerry Cleaver. So we hope you join us for all the Monday night basketball games on the radio over at KZWC with the Lynx. And, of course, Quinn broadcasting the game tonight with Clarion Goldfield Dawes and the team from West, the team over in Britt.
West Hancock. Yep.
Thanks, Quinn. Well, I'm sitting by Teresa Scheissman, principal for St. Thomas Aquinas. Let's talk for a moment about what is the difference, Teresa, the difference between a Catholic school and also with any other school.
Yeah, I think that probably the most obvious is just that we are able to freely celebrate our faith, talk about God and how he impacts our lives in every way, shape and form, every day and every minute, really, that we're here. And we hope that's what kids take with them when they transition to middle school after sixth grade.
Judging from what I heard from the fifth graders, it sounds like they say they love the Mass each week, every Wednesday at 8:30. And, of course, we have the Prayers Partners program, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all teachers you would find after Mass are actually kind of talking to students and having a discussion on what was the message, what was Father Nani talking about. And they're really good about listening and I think, applying the messages that he shares with us with what they do for the rest of the day.
All right, so very inspiring message each week by Father Anani, and also from, I suppose, Deacon Dan. Does he help out too?
Yeah, Deacon Dan, he'll probably deliver he'll do a lot of the readings, the gospel, and then sometimes he'll follow up too.
Talking about Deacon Dan Hurt too, who's part of the staff here at the St. Thomas Aquinas School. Let's also talk about another question. Do you have to be Catholic to attend St. Thomas Aquinas? And I think it's a resounding no.
No, absolutely not. In fact, out of our school population, probably 50% of our students are not Catholic. Mm-hmm. They probably celebrate another faith, but no, you absolutely do not. Just need to be here and be willing to learn and learn some things about the Catholic faith for sure, and have some fun.
All right, that's the name of the game right there. Another question, too, there, Teresa, and that is focusing on how can listeners participate in celebrating Catholic Schools Week? There's a lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, our listeners, number one, I hope, feel that they can join us at any time just to come to our school, to look around, especially if they would be interested in, transitioning to St. Thomas. But we would hope our listeners feel that they can come and participate in our food drive, our donations, and especially our chili supper. That's open to the public, and anybody who wants to come and share in some fellowship and eat some good food.
There you go. It's all free of charge coming up this Saturday evening following the 5 o'clock Mass there at St. Thomas Aquinas. About 6 o'clock is when they'll start serving here at St. Thomas Aquinas Church.
That's correct. Everybody come.
Indeed. Well, let's talk now with more of our kids here. I think these are the fourth graders, so they can come up here and come join me. And if you don't mind, could you kind of sit next? I can stand up here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hi, what's your name?
Maverick.
There was a TV show I used to grow up with many moons ago called Maverick that starred James Garner, and you're saying, what in the world is this Pat Powers guy talking about Maverick here for? Like your name. Let's find out about You're in fourth grade, so let's understand what you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School.
We do a lot of fun activities. Usually there's about one fun activity every week.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite activity?
Well, we do a bunch of fun games in science, and we do like experiments sometimes.
What's been kind of the most interesting experience experiment you had?
We used a prism to see some different lights. Like, mm-hmm. lights were just a color, and then we saw multiple colors.
Now, Maverick, other than school here at St. Thomas Aquinas, do you have any other activities you're involved in?
I play baseball and soccer.
Mm-hmm. So you're just interested in those sports right there, baseball. That's just around the corner of the baseball season. So is soccer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you live right here in Webster City?
Yep.
All right. Well, Maverick, thank you for talking with me this morning. I appreciate that. You have a great day. Thank you. Who do we have next?
Gavin.
Gavin, and you attend fourth grade here at St. Thomas Aquinas. What's your favorite thing about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
I like all the teachers because they're all nice to me.
Well, that's nice philosophy right there. Do you have any other activities after school?
I have baseball and basketball after school.
Mm-hmm. But how about soccer? You're involved in soccer?
Nope.
So just interested in sports. And are you excited for this week of Catholic Schools Week?
Yep.
Wonderful. Of course, you had a big day coming up on Friday here. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Who's next?
Everly.
So let's learn about what you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School.
The field trips.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite field trip then?
The one we're going to go on Friday.
Okay, that may be sometime during the school year, since you started back in late August. That maybe went someplace during the fall? Don't know. Okay. That's okay. So what do you do besides at St. Thomas Aquinas? What do you have, any after-school activities?
I do basketball and softball.
Gosh, we have all these youngsters enjoying basketball and softball, which is marvelous. So fourth grade, and just looking forward to this very special week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking with me today. Appreciate that. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Who's next? Who's this?
Liana.
Enjoyed this special week, don't you?
Yes.
All right. What do you like most about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
Probably all the fun activities that we get to do in classes and all the field trips.
Do you have any favorite activities?
Mainly the stuff we do in, like, science and, like, when we made the lava lamps in science.
Lava lamps. That was big stuff when I was young back in the 1960s, those lava lamps. And they are making kind of a comeback, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Leave it to good people like you that's interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what else do you like to do after school at St. Thomas Aquinas? Do you have any activities you're involved in?
Well, I do like tumbling. It's pretty much like gymnastics, but a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. But you're not in, like, say, softball or soccer or anything like that, just tumbling.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too.
All right. Here he is. What's your name?
Paxton Allen.
All right, Paxton. Let's find out about what you like about the school.
I like science.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, you like science. You like to read or anything?
I do. I read more at my house.
Oh, cool. That's neat. What other activities are you involved in?
I'm involved in basketball right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a team?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but maybe next year down the road.
No, actually this Saturday we're going to see what team we're on.
Okay, cool. Well, lots of luck for you on that. I wish you all the very best. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Well, you're sure welcome. Hi, what's your name?
Lena.
Lena, what do you like about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
All the fun stuff that we do throughout the year, like we went to the pumpkin patch and we learned about pumpkins, and then we went to the tree farm and then we learned about different types of trees, and we're going to Perfect Games. on Friday.
Now, you meant the pumpkin farm. Where was that at?
I think it was the Cambridge Pumpkin Patch.
Okay, that's down in Story County, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mentioned something about a tree farm.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. Was that over the one in Fort Dodge by any chance? No, not the one. Because I think whenever I think of that, that is the community orchard there on the north side of Fort Dodge, but this is different. So what else do you like to do? Do you have any other after-school activities?
Well, I usually don't have, like, any after-school activities, mm-hmm. but I like to read.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to read?
Like nonfiction books or like realistic fiction or historical fiction.
Mm-hmm. So those are your favorite things to read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for talking with me this afternoon. Have fun at the big celebration coming up Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much. And this is
Lily Campbell.
Lily, what is your favorite thing about St. Thomas Aquinas?
The field trips that we have.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you enjoyed your field trip to the pumpkin farm and also the tree farm this fall.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
And, of course, you got something coming up on Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Other than attending classes here, do you have any other fun thing you'd like to do here at St. Thomas Aquinas? Or actually at home, I should say.
I like to do tumbling and piano.
Mm-hmm. How well are you at piano?
I'm just starting piano this year, so not very good.
Well, it'll take time. Got to think about that. And do you have any favorite songs, by any chance?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. I'm thinking Jingle Bell Rock, but that's Jingle Bells. I don't want to think about Christmas right now because we just had that last month, and of course we had a wild month of January with winter weather, so it's going to get better. So I want to thank you for talking with me today.
Yep.
Have a great day. And did I get, okay, we got a few more here. What's your name?
Brendan English.
Okay, Brendan, what do you like the most about St. Thomas Aquinas School?
All the teachers.
All the teachers. And you get along with them?
Yes.
You have a favorite class?
Math.
How well are you doing in math then?
Good.
Good. Okay, just one simple word right there. So what else do you like to do after school? Do you have any things after class you'd like to get involved in at home, maybe activities?
I like to do wrestling. I'm going to do basketball, and I like to ride my bike a lot.
What's that again?
I like to ride my bike a lot, too.
Well, you can do it this afternoon there, buddy. It's supposed to be nice, sunny. It's about 46 degrees out, and just ride your bike and avoid all the poles and everything.
Maybe,
yeah. Hey, thanks for talking with me this afternoon. Appreciate the time. Thank you. I think I have one more, and this is?
Hello, I am Lily Honest.
All right, let's find out about what you like about school.
Well, I really like everything about school.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the teachers in most of my classes. And that's it.
That's it. Now, do you like to do anything away from the classroom? Do you have any sports or anything, reading or what have you?
Well, I am a part of Webster City swim team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only sport I kind of do.
So you're excited for that coming up. But no, what is another 3 or 4 months down the road? Yeah, when the weather gets warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's neat. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and good luck to the swim team this year.
Thank you, all of you. Goodbye.
Well, thank you. I think that's
it for that, but there was a student in this group, Pat, that, you know, a lot of these kids, they don't like to brag, so I want to brag for them. Can I do that?
I'll let you do that.
Okay. Well, this girl, I heard a rumor that she made it to nationals on something, so can you talk about that again?
Okay, so last year I did tumbling again, and I did really well in state, so I got to go to nationals. And at nationals, I did novice and double mini and trampoline, and I did not make the top 10. But then I did beginner and floor, and I got first place in nationals.
Oh my God!
Well, congratulations!
Round of applause!
Yay.
Would you like to make a career out of that?
I don't know.
You go maybe down the road. So that is marvelous.
That's a huge thing, Pat. That's a really huge thing. But she didn't want to brag about herself, so I had to make her talk about it because it was such a big thing. But these kids, look at how many clapped just to support her. That's what St. Thomas is all about. They support each other. They, you know, never brag, so we have to brag for the kids. But they're just good, good kids over here. So I just wanted to say that. That's all.
Yeah. And this is whom again, please?
Liana Veltheisen.
Well, congratulations, Liana, and all the very best to you. Well-deserved honor. Okay? I think that's about it for the you can come back. You can sit down if you like.
Yeah.
Okay? Phew. They're all saying that. So, again, our broadcast brought to you by our friends at Tasker Incorporated and by Windsor Manor in Webster City. Our many fine sponsors bringing you this program. Natalie, how are we doing for time? We got.
We're just about at the right.
Okay,
time,
cool.
So.
Yeah, perfect.
Teresa,
all right.
Final word.
Yes, and let's recap again, Teresa, what's happening all at St. Thomas Aquinas School this week.
Yeah, we started today with our cookie delivery to our sponsors and donors.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we have our spelling bee, annual spelling bee, and it's hosted by Knights of Columbus. And Wednesday is our we celebrate Mass together, and we're going to kind of recognize the vocations, especially the priesthood, being a nun, being a deacon. Mm-hmm. And Thursday, other than our math night, we're going to watch some movies in the afternoon, and then we're going to celebrate a little bit later in the afternoon with actually a couple different things. I left one thing out. One is our Caldecott Awards, and our students have read some books and voted on who they thought was the best illustrated book, I think, of all the ones. And I think all our teachers are just involved with that, but Miss Cobb kind of spearheads that for us. And so we're going to watch who the winner was on a video and, again, recognize kids for Rooted in Christ Award. And Friday is our Perfect Games, where we'll travel there. And very thankful to Webster City Schools. They transport us wherever we want to go and when. Mm-hmm. So very thankful for them. And our Chili Supper on Saturday, where we chose everybody can come. About 6 o'clock, right after Mass.
Right after Mass for the chili and soup supper to be served up at St. Thomas Aquinas in Webster City in the Parish Center, right where we're doing our broadcast here this afternoon. So we encourage everyone to come. It's all free of charge. We hope that you boys and girls will bring your parents to have some chili and soup at St. Thomas Aquinas. Will you do that this Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. Glad to hear that. I thought we'd make you movement right there. So we're going to wrap up right now. But again, Teresa Sleisman, thank you so very much for this past hour-long broadcast here at St. Thomas Aquinas School.
Yeah, thanks to you and Natalie. Thanks for coming again like last year and then helping us promote our school, and especially Catholic Schools Week.
Indeed. Teresa Sleisman, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you. And that does it for our broadcast brought to you by our friends at Windsor Manor on Wall Street, Webster City, and by Tester Incorporated there on the East End. Webster Cities. We thank our loyal sponsors. And that does it for our live broadcast from St. Thomas Aquinas Parish Center. I'm Pat Powers along with Natalie Stark. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening, everyone.